From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A massive landslide has swept through a housing facility at a mining company in northwest China, leaving around 40 people missing, according to state media. The sound you're listening to is the sound of rescuers with dogs and heat-sensing equipment searching for survivors. The Xinhua News Agency says the early Wednesday landslide in Shanxi Province buried 5 dorms and 3 houses under 1 million cubic meters of earth. Local officials say at least 4 people have been rescued and that police, firefighters, mining rescuers, and paramedics have been dispatched to the area. Meanwhile, Xinhua says the accident appears to have been caused by a gas explosion. It also adds that at least 56 people have been rescued, and authorities are searching for several more miners. A South Korean man has set himself on fire outside the Japanese embassy in Seoul during a protest against Tokyo's World War II-era atrocities. South Korean media say the 80-year-old suffered non-life-threatening burns and was taken away by ambulance after protesters doused the fire. However, his motive was not immediately clear. Syrian activists said government airstrikes Wednesday near Damascus killed at least 27 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes hit several towns in the eastern Ghouta region and also left at least 120 people wounded. The airstrikes followed shelling in Damascus by rebel fighters that the observatory said killed at least one person and wounded 20 others. Syria's state-run Sana'a news agency blamed terrorists for mortar and rocket fire, saying the shelling killed 5 civilians and left 55 wounded. This is VOA News.